Things I wonder about the FBI's list of the 10 most wanted criminals. When they catch a guy and he comes off the list, does number 11 automatically move up? And does he see it as a promotion? Does he call his criminal friends and say, "I made it, Bruno. I'm finally on the list"? How about when a new, really dangerous guy comes along and they absolutely have to put him at the top of the list without delay? Call it number one with a bullet if you wish. Doesn't everyone else have to move down a notch? And doesn't one guy get dropped off? How do they decide which guy to drop? Is it automatically number 10? And how does he feel about that? Does he feel slighted? Does he feel maybe it should have been someone else? Has anyone who was demoted ever killed the new guy to gain his spot back? One last question. Does the FBI search harder for number 3 than they do for number 7? I would. Otherwise, why have the numbers at all? These are the kind of thoughts that keep me from making any real progress in life. There are too many people, period. There have always been too many people, from the beginning. If these diaper-sniffing Christian baby-mongers would stop having so many of these cross-eyed little kids, maybe the rest of us would have a chance to spread out and have a little fun. Excess children waste our natural resources. If this society wants me to conserve energy, it had better get some of these child-worshipping religious fanatics to stop having 5, 6, or 7 babies. When they do that, I'll start turning off the lights. And yeah, I know the fertility rate is down. Good. It should go down even further. Every family should be allowed half a child. If that. I live in Los Angeles. Who are all these guys in their 20s out on the streets skateboarding at 2 and 3 in the afternoon? They're 20s. Get off the streets and find work, motherfucker. And by the way, I'm not talking about X Games guys who are really good at it. That's different. That's a way of life. I'm talking about these skateboard fucks who look like they're actually going somewhere, as if the skateboard were a means of transportation. What the fuck's the deal with these guys? Same with these rollerblading and scooter fucks. Why are these fully grown men out on the street playing with children's toys during working hours and wearing helmets, for Christ's sakes? Jesus, I would be so embarrassed to wear a helmet. Grow up, motherfucker, and while you're at it, stay out of the range of my car. I might just decide to run some consumer tests on those helmets. I might also decide to clear the streets of all non-essential traffic. So get a job, or play on the sidewalk with the rest of the kids. I find I'm starting to get more compassionate. I gotta watch that. Children's Hospital in New York is quite an amazing place. On a recent visit, I saw 2 7-year-olds performing a kidney transplant. Be careful whom you befriend. They will eventually ask you for something. When she was getting fucked by Roy Rogers, do you think Dale Evans ever screamed, "Giddy up, Roy"? Here's a dead-end business. A shoeshine stand at the beach. Mexico has a new holiday known as the name-calling fiesta. People dress up in colorful costumes and do a series of folk dances while they call each other cocksucker and motherfucker. Then they all get drunk and eat a big meal. Michael Jackson missed his calling. If he had become a Catholic priest, he could have spent 30 or 40 years blowing all the little boys he wanted, and no one would have said a word. Hard work is a misleading term. Physical effort and long hours don't really constitute hard work. Hard work is when someone pays you to do something you'd rather not be doing. Anytime you'd rather be doing something other than the thing you're doing hard work. Cosmologists are just now beginning to accept the possibility that the Big Bang was actually caused by a huge explosion in a meth lab. Hello, I'm Howard Finley, and I'm running for state's attorney general. This is my pledge to you. If I am elected and someone breaks the law, I will personally go to his house and beat the shit out of him. Thank you. Why does it always take longer to get somewhere than it does to come back? Hey, what's with these recumbent bicycles? Listen, buddy, if you want to take a nap, lie down. If you want to ride a bike, buy a fucking bicycle. I prefer people with imagination. dictators, serial killers, schizophrenics, assassins.